regular board meeting is Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, time 6:30. We are at the UNO Recreation Center Conference Room, 610 South Vernal Avenue. Wayne Simper will open us with a prayer. Sean, will you lead us in the pledge?
Father God, we just come before you this evening with heavy hearts and the loss of Charlie Kirk. We just pray for his family and his friends through this tragic loss. God, we just pray for employees of Special Service District 1 and pray for safety and health. Pray for this board meeting as we go through it this evening, God, that whatever decisions we make in here would benefit our community and just help us to continue to glorify you in everything we say and do. God, we love you and ask this in your son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We stand and follow the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Board member, let's see, approval of minutes. August 13th, it felt like we just barely got finished with that meeting.
It was a long meeting.
So if you've had a chance to look over August 13th board meeting.
If nobody has any corrections, I would move to approve the minutes of August 13th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, board member input. Yes.
Oh, is Willis gone? Where is he?
He has not been excused, but Ross.
Sorry, Ross. Yep. Thank you.
Oh,
Ross,
that's why I'm missing.
Yeah, Ross. Ross is excused. Yes, you. Yes, mm-hmm. Joe. And Wayne will be voting. Yes. So, board. Any committee reports?
Do we need to say anything about parks, or are we?
No, because we'll
cover some of that stuff. Okay.
We've had a golf committee. We had, I don't know if you've been down there lately. What are we calling it? The building.
Golf lounge.
Golf lounge. There you go. I couldn't think of that. The golf lounge is framed and pretty much roughed in with everything, and probably insulation soon. So it's. Happening, going pretty good. Got bathroom walls painted down there, and we're kind of redone the new toilets, and they look nice. They look good. So, new railing around the with some seat bench seats, kind of overlooking. If you haven't been down there, looks really nice.
It's a great place to eat, even if you don't golf.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah,
it is really good.
Swing in rather than drive by.
Swing in, it's worth it.
Those were two golf puns, did you?
Yeah. Swing in.
And drive by.
Good job, Joe. Any other reports? We'll get to a few of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you guys have? Okay. Public input. Here we go. I know there's a few of you here, so let me read my spiel that I get to. Public comment reminders. Public comments is a time for public comment, not public debate. The district will listen to comments made and take them into consideration. The district will not be responding to comments or answering questions. Comments made might not be something the district has power to act on. This is a recorded public meeting. If someone would like to make a comment, they will need to wait until the microphone is available and state their name for the record. Please be respectful, no interrupting. Please wait your turn. A total of 10 minutes will be allotted for public comment. Each speaker will have 3 minutes to make their comment. Time is yours.
Microphone.
Yeah, right
there. The pulpit.
Yeah.
The microphone.
All right. I won't take much time because I've talked
your name.
To several. Carl Swain.
Okay.
I won't take very much time because I've spoken to several of you. My concern is that during the winter months, for the next 2 winters, we won't have a place for our seniors to play football. and it's a very necessary, enjoyable sport, which is very good for Alzheimer's and dementia, is what drives me. I'm scared to death of those at my age, and would like to be able to have a place to play in the summer, I mean the winter. After what happened with Charlie Kirk today, the last thing I want is contention. Okay, but please understand that this gym is basically empty at least 50% from 5 a.m. to mid-afternoon, 4 to 5 days a week, and we would be using it. It seems crazy not to make it available for the fastest point sport in the nation. One that I can play with my little teeny grandson or myself. And the whole family, the only ball game sport that can be used that way.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
William Barton. I also am concerned about the same topic, the pickleball courts. We're very grateful that the county has the pickleball courts uptown. They're used all the time, except for when it's so hot that nobody can stand to be up there in the very middle of the summer. Mornings, evenings, spring and fall, they are used so much. Normally I'm having to wait for a game to play. You know, we wish we had more pickleball courts around. Carl makes his court available and random people are playing at it. There's times I've not wanted to play up there, so I've gone to his house and his court's even being used. There's just simply not enough pickleball courts anywhere in town, and to not be able to have anywhere to play through the next two winters seems like a real shame. Personally, 2 years ago I had terminal cancer and I beat it, but I was in really bad shape physically, and starting to play pickleball has done wonders for me. I've got so much physical back from being able to, it's done wonders for me personally with my agility, my athleticism. So I've seen just a world of difference with me. I've seen a world of difference with Carl. I play with several different groups in town, including the 5 a.m. group sometimes. It just seems like a real shame for us to not be able to play with in the winter at all, which is essentially what it would be if we can't play here, which is what we do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So William, I don't know if you know, and you probably do, right? We've got more pickleball courts coming. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Well, and I heard that we had 6 going to be made, and then I heard that it's down to 4, but there's tennis ones, so unless there's an adjustable net, we can't play pickleball on tennis nets. So unless it's an adjustable net, that won't work for pickleball.
It'll be how many are we doing?
That'd be awesome.
So, but we're talking, he's talking about outside ones.
Right.
They
are outside. Yeah. So they are outside for spring, summer, fall, right? So they'll be over kind of where the skate park is right now, over where the tennis courts used to be years ago.
Wonderful.
So there'll be...
There's 6 pickleball courts.
6 pickleball, 2 tennis.
And then 2 tennis on each, 2 pickleball on each tennis. And you don't do the net system, you run them the other way.
And then
6 down
and
then in.
And 6 more in Naples. And they're approved and
ready to
go. So next summer
and we'll
as far as
summer, there should be a lot more courts.
As far as the building, 3 pickleball courts, 3 tennis courts with 2 pickleball courts on each tennis court, plus a basketball court, which is not the post-tension flooring that we all love, but it's a sports court, but it'll have 4.
Lots of places. Once that, so it's really just the next 2 years that's concerning, and then there'll be lots of places for it.
And may I add, pickleball is still very much welcome.
So the thing is, it's not that you don't have a place to play, it's just there's no lines down, correct?
I have temporary line systems.
Try playing without lines.
No.
I have temporary lines.
Thank you, because I'm thoroughly impressed with what you do here. I have a friend from California.
California, he came over and it blew his mind for the wonderful facility we have for the college.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you. We really enjoyed this facility.
Thank you. So no, it's on all of our minds on pickleball because we know how popular it is right now. So we're trying to make it better.
This year alone, the board has committed $2 million to pickleball.
Oh, wow.
So.
Do you think there'll be enough money for a roll of tape in that that we could put on the floor? If not, I'll donate it.
If you'll donate the resurfacing of the gym floor afterwards, maybe we can talk.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jensen. Jensen, come in. Glad to see you.
Back for another year.
Yeah, it went by fast.
It goes by
here
fast.
Here we are again.
Big time.
So we're back to ask for approval again. It's October 25th this year. Everything's pretty much the same. A lot don't change. We want to keep it hometown fun.
The weather's going to be great again.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. We pray every year. It's always great.
October 25th?
Yeah. October 25th.
Saturday. Chill.
Just that night.
It's just one night. It's a one night deal, usually 6 to 9. Our theme this year is it's a small world, so if you see these little, we're getting banners and stuff out. I think it's a much needed.
Oh, great event.
Here we go again. Yeah. Every year I say I'm done.
I know, she does.
I'm done this year. We're not doing it again.
I'm like, it's Monica, I'll see you in September.
Yeah. I can't quit because our community needs this, and it's in our hearts.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful place in Jensen to have it, but board, this would just be a request for a fee waiver for the park use like we do, but this is going to be one of those events that we kind of blanket approve that we talked about a couple months ago at the beginning of the year, as far as like Summerfest in Naples, those community events. So
we don't need to take a vote on it?
You do today, but like we won't see the same thing. We'll get it approved in January.
Okay.
I move that we approve the request.
I'll try to second that.
And let's do a roll call.
Roll call.
Super high.
Is he going to show up? Is that going to make a difference? Then maybe I don't know
for 4 days
to go.
Straight, I'll be there. That might only be we're one day. There's a lot more involved.
Okay.
Brown eye.
It's you and I.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for what you do, guys.
We appreciate your support.
And we'll be there.
We don't know nothing about pickleball, but wow.
Hey.
We've never played. I'm thinking.
We better put a pickleball court out in Jensen.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll do that. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good week.
Okay. TV services.
Can I just say that we continue with our proposed plan from last month?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You still want me to take it? All right. Okay.
Well, we know it'll
we will, but I got to
be managed better.
I know. I still got to figure it out.
Sorry, Sean.
No.
Can I call my own TV services?
No.
No.
No, Carl.
I just to ask for
Mitch did talk with Carl, and Carl's getting a few individuals to go up with Mitch to look at it.
Yeah, I signed up. Dwight Berkeley is extremely brilliant and very familiar with the repeaters and maintains them up there, and he agreed to go help us along with Eric Lorton. So we're getting people that know why. Was falsely accused of being smart enough.
So that's what we all do. We just build an army and then we'll figure it out. But yeah, Carl is helping. And I got staff and
Mitch and Spencer went up this week.
Yep. They're working on a better AC unit. And unplugging things that are not working or obsolete. I don't want to do that, so we'll let the electrician.
Come on, you're just going to be the pro.
I'm still the pro of TV. It is working, and nobody has called me, so I must be doing something right.
Yeah, you made it through week one of NFL, not week two. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, 2 weeks.
Two BYU games, yeah. So like, yeah. I'm doing
by
good.
By doing all that assessment, are we compiling like the inventory list and all that?
Yep. Trying to track down equipment that was not returned. Yeah, all of the good stuff. Okay, move on.
So it's just something once comes, we just got to figure budget, see what kind of
the same budget. We'd leave that in there. I definitely don't think it's going to cost that, but I just wanted to bring it back up, not for major discussion, just to, and I sent you all the email that he did not sign the contract.
Which kind of figured.
Yep. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. We're good?
Yep.
On that? Okay. Okay. Remember the main park plan.
I'll let the parks committee take this.
Perfect. I think we're just going to call the park not a park anymore, let it overgrow. The natural water, no.
Okay, nobody let Joe talk.
Deseret Power does is it an annual service?
It's like they capitalize on the day of service.
Okay.
But
so anyway, they have offered to provide their services to demolish the very dilapidated pavilion up there, and it is going to be. We do have plans to rebuild it to create a new pavilion in that same space, just that everything that's there now is very unsafe and not a very great place for the public to be.
That's the large pavilion.
Big one in the main area. The fencing there is not up to par. We don't know what it's there for. There's really no purpose for that type of fence there, so we're going to try to make some adjustments and do a big remodel. Also, there's no, since the canals were piped, there's no water really that goes in, that flows into the grassy area. So we're also planning to put in a simple above ground system to water the grass. What am I missing?
Most of our community county events are held there. So.
Oh yeah, we have tons of events there, races, that's a beginning and ending place. There's a lot.
Voice of the Believers.
That pavilion is rented out a lot.
So when you're talking about redoing the pavilion, what type of construction of the structure are you looking at
doing? I think we're doing like steel beam, aren't we?
Like a regular, one of the...
Asphalt shingle or a metal roof?
A metal roof.
I think the cost is going to be around $300.
Around $300, and we have $400
slated for it in capital projects.
All I could find was $80,000. Am I? Is it on page?
Maybe it's in capital.
Bigger.
It's in capital.
It's in the capital.
That's what I have in front of me is the capital list.
I'll show you where I found it.
Why do you keep looking?
Yeah, maybe keep looking.
I can keep looking, but that, yeah, I said, like,
but yeah.
80,000, that's what I was...
I had just asked Shauna yesterday, and she relayed that it was 400, or before our meeting on Monday. So.
What list is that, Robin?
Yep, Robin. What
list? Pardon me?
What list is that?
The capital projects list from 2024.
So we would need.
We have a 2025.
You're a year behind.
Yeah, you're a year behind.
I don't have it. No, because I went into 2025. There isn't. We don't.
It should be just.
It's never been.
In Dropbox.
Yeah, I'm in Dropbox.
That one's in a month.
That's what I spent last night
looking. Probably the same footprint. Just depending on. I didn't look at what those plans called. We received two bids, but they were a year ago bids. This
with
has been
ADA. And was,
yeah,
right.
ADA.
So with that cement, like, yeah,
and then redoing the fire pit area, but keeping that is one of our parks that horseshoes is still a thing. So we'll keep those. The bathroom stays, but if you go out there, and the last event last weekend that I was at, it made me nervous. There was a lot of people in, with canes, and it just, it looks unsafe for a park that we gather a lot of people and a lot of outside people.
Not just people who participate in the events, but also spectators and
yes.
parents.
Yep.
Need to have a better relationship.
Isn't there a chimney fireplace at the end of that?
That's what's the,
like
that's the problem.
Fireplace.
We're not really sure what that is.
They use that to
it used to be a warmer.
It's a warmer. Kids use that to jump on.
That's the problem as it heaves and settles due to frost. Some parts have already crumbled and they've taken it down, but that's the extreme problem. And then the cement part.
So it's going to get all the concrete.
Yeah. They're going to demolish everything, basically remove
yep.
it all.
Yes.
Does it need to be raised or lowered? I don't remember.
Well, depending on like that surface, the main pavilion could probably stay the same. But just looking at how we want to design going down into the fire pit, and maybe we don't, because you just add steps and it seems.
It's a very fast drop right now.
Yeah, so then you slope just the dirt down into, because we don't want to raise up the whole part.
Many weddings and things has happened there, you know. I think as close as you can keep it to ADA.
Yeah, well, I mean, any new adjustments that we do has to be ADA. So.
Are those water spigots, is that metered?
Yeah, and it's just a smaller regular culinary meter. Mm-hmm. So we won't be able to irrigate or anything off of that. So
we'll be searching for water.
As well.
And we don't foresee it's not going to be a mowed down, fresh, lush park like our parks and watered like that. It's still the rustic nature feel. But
like the walking park.
Yeah, but as it is now, we have to keep it a lot longer to hold in any sort of moisture to keep it somewhat green. And so, but then we get events up there and they're like, you didn't even mow it, but you mow it and then you're gonna just be dead.
One thing to mention, I don't know if it was, Desert Power expressed concern with doing this service project if we did not have a plan in place to replace it. We ripped it out.
Because if we didn't put it back, I was going to totally blame it on Desert Power.
I mean, it was just a concern they had, and it's so we're trying to give them reassurance.
Just for the community to know that we have a plan.
There is a plan.
So when do they plan on turning
just
it out?
Mid-October.
And everybody will freak out.
And the park will be closed already for the season. And so weather dependent on when somebody can start back up in there. And then there very well could be, and then in the meantime, if say like the pavilion isn't done, or maybe it's just the cement work or whatever, I actually talked to Leisha because they host a lot of those events and those spring events, you know, the ATV Jamboree and the gravel grinder, those also we could work with a tent or yeah, we have a tent that, you know, if we needed space away, but where they start, they early morning and the canyon's so cool. So she wasn't concerned about that, but she was very on board with the idea of doing something better out there.
Well, not many people know that something's coming.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything we need to do with that then?
Let's make a motion and to move forward with
the plan.
Yeah, with
I motion that we proceed with an RFP for the Remember the Main.
Sorry, could you do a RIB, request for bids?
RIB?
Not to exceed 400.
Not to exceed 400,000 for Remember the Main Park.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call.
Mark,
Super high.
Blue Fever. Aye.
Marie, aye.
O'Driscoll, aye.
Okay, aye.
Brown, aye.
You and I. Not to exceed 400.
Would it be 300 because is the other 100 for I've already put it?
Well, I have two bids from last year, a whole year ago.
Yeah.
So they're not good.
Okay.
And so I just.
The force, I just, because it was 300 and then it was kind of like 50,000 and then 50,000.
400.
400.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just.
I think that was for irrigation.
Just in case what, seeing what, I don't, there hasn't been dramatic price costs.
Oh, it's fine.
Cement's still expensive.
Okay. Resolution number 09102025-R1. Sounds really exciting, Mike.
Okay, so we can go through this in several different ways. I'm going to attempt to summarize in about a minute.
I like it.
All the documents that we're going to However, I'm very open to answering any questions if we're going through, and we can fully slog through all the documents if you want. But here's the basics of how this would work. This is a financing mechanism. What we're going to be considering tonight for the athletic facility improvements. It's a lease revenue bond that we're going to be considering. Within our district meeting, we'll be considering the approval of one resolution. That resolution authorizes USSD1 to lease the ground that we have here to the local building authority that we just created. And the local building authority would then assign their interest in that lease to the CIB as part of the collateralization of the CIB giving us money for the project. Our resolution here will also be to approve the master lease agreement, which means that once the building is built, the LBA will own it and then lease it back to USSD1 for use. USSD1 will then take revenues in for use of the building. It's those revenues that are used to pay back the bonds. Does that work for everybody? And then we'll also be considering as part of the resolution here the approval of the form of the documents that the LBA will be considering. The LBA will start out with considering an approval of their bylaws, as well as the reporting requirements. And then we'll have the LBA considering a parameters resolution that has to do directly with the bond issuance. So the parameters resolution is our saying to the public, we approve of the creation of this bond. There's going to be notice of a public hearing that's scheduled for October 8th still. The parameters will give the, as it, you might guess, gives the outer parameters of what the bonds can do and how they would be issued. So for example, the parameter says you can have up to $8 million in lease revenue bonds that we would receive from CIB and they'd be the beneficiaries of. The actual number is $7.6 million that's anticipated. The parameters say up to a 3% interest rate. The actual interest rate anticipated is 2.5%. The maximum final maturity or length of the bonds, bond existence, the parameters resolution says 16 years. It's anticipated that the actual bonds will be paid back within 15 years. We also will be approving, the LBA will be approving a master resolution. And the master resolution is kind of the closing document. So again, it has the exact numbers. Part of the parameters resolution will be naming Jamie to be the agent on behalf of the LBA to show up at the closing. It's already been approved. So subject to those final numbers, we'd be allowing Jamie to sign on behalf of the LBA at closing. Any questions about generally how that all works?
All that's in that resolution, just the one resolution.
That so we have the parameters resolution and the master resolution.
Okay.
You mentioned that the money would be paid back with revenue from usage of the building. Is no concern with the money that we've already set aside to pay it back? Can we use that or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Because you're like it was. be paid back with revenue. I was like,
Yeah, no, yeah.
I see this process. My question is around the loan. Does it have to be guaranteed? Another entity?
That's why it's guaranteed by the building. So if we were to secure the loan with just mineral lease dollars, that's when it has to be guaranteed by another entity.
Okay.
Right. So the guarantees.
Needed that clarification.
Yep.
Yeah. There's going to be liens on the ground, the building, and the CIB will have a direct interest under these documents in the revenue that the district takes in.
So you're going to charge separately for going in this building versus that building?
No.
So it's just a general revenue issue.
Okay. And this was a request by CIB. That we do this process.
I think it's smart on their part.
Yeah, for sure.
So do I.
Yeah.
So you're talking about revenues, which you now pay salaries and everything else with?
No. So in the process of getting this loan, securing the loan and the grant from CIB, this board has secured out of our capital money all money to pay back the loan, plus our match money, is already available, sequestered in a separate account. So that's just not the way CIB likes to be handled. Or I don't.
That's the loan we did for this building.
Right. So it's going to say to CIB, hey, we have all the money, but we want your money. So, but UNA County doesn't go to CIB as a hardship. They go because it's our mineral lease money. So the money is all secured.
And sorry, new guy here. What was your name?
I need
it. No, just
thank you.
She was on the right board.
I was on the right board.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she was at the county for.
Thank you for your service. Sounds like there's a lot.
Thank you for your work.
So what, how does this motion need to look?
I can announce a motion and somebody can
please,
adopt
please
it.
Please do that.
Okay.
I wasn't sure how to phrase that.
Yeah, no problem. So we have a district resolution that includes the approval of the ground lease to the local building authority, the master lease from the local building authority back to the district, and it acknowledges the local building authorities not to exceed bond parameters. And so the motion would approve and authorize the ground lease and master lease, approve the forms of the master resolution, deed of trust, and assignment of ground lease, authorize our officers to execute the documents with the changes necessary to fit the final terms like we talked about, and approve not to exceed parameters of $8 million issuance, 3% maximum interest rate, 16-year final maturity, and a price not less than 98% of par.
That was a motion.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
a roll call.
Is there any concern about having the same officers of the rec board be the officers of
they
the,
won't be.
Oh, it's different.
But we okay. are not in that meeting yet, Joe.
Got it. I just recall from the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
first and
roll
second.
Roll call.
Carter, aye.
LaFever, aye.
Murray, aye.
O'Driscoll, aye.
McKay, aye.
Brown, aye.
So then, Jamie, you adjourn.
Okay.
So you're adjourning this, the rec board meeting. So you adjourn to the local building authority of the UNA Special Service District 1.
Okay.
And then once you do that, so do that.
Okay.
Let's
adjourn.
So do that.
Adjourn from the USSB 1 September regular board meeting.